Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello and welcome.
Avec Véronica.
Well, we say in English, a week is a long time in politics. And we also say, well, I never, which means who would have thought such a thing possible? And yes, a week ago, who would have thought that so many political landscapes will have shifted in a matter of 7 days? As displaced Syrians and those in situ rejoice and or worry at the prospect of a new political dawn, a situation that seemed unimaginable a few weeks ago, a gentleman from our neck of the woods in Po has been elevated to the second highest political position in the land. There is also an English expression which comes to mind, that of being handed a poisoned chalice. But let us hope that that is not the case for Monsieur B. And far away on the other side of the world, the PM of South Korea has been knocked off his perch. Talking of perches, in southwest London, the trees of the famous Richmond Park have over the last few years been colonised by some very noisy bright green parrots, which they say escaped from a film set, well I never, and have just bred like, well, I suppose like parrots, which is also the case of the deer of which there are many hundreds in Richmond Park, but there are now many more than there ever were 1,000 years ago, prompting a big advertising campaign to encourage us all to start eating venison. The best Well I Never story came on Saturday last. You remember I told you about a blind stand-up comedian, Chris McCausland, who was participating in the weekly elimination dance show Strictly Come Dancing and doing very well. Well, last Saturday, he raised the Glitter Ball Trophy as this year's winner, having been voted for by the public and the judges. In 2021, Rose Ayling Ellis was the first deaf winner of the competition, and now it's his turn. Disability has rarely had a stronger voice, and particularly on the coattails of the fabulous Paralympics in Paris, which so changed the way many, many people regard disability. And as someone who works with blind people, I couldn't be more pleased, as I am about the introduction of live streaming of top-class entertainment via your local cinema. So on Saturday, the cinema in Lector will be showing La Case de Noisette, The Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky, the most delightful of Christmas entertainments brought to you from behind the sumptuous red curtains at London's Covent Garden. Well, since folks dress up to go and see the ABBA show in sequined bell-bottom trousers or in fishnet stockings as Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Show, why not put on your smartest finery when you attend this performance, your favourite diamond necklace or glass slippers, to get into the mood for the story of Clara, who is given a nutcracker for Christmas. But not just any old nutcracker. On the stroke of midnight, all the toys come to life, and the Casse-Noisette and Clara join forces to send the Mouse King packing, on their way encountering the magical Sugar Plum Fairy and all the other toys in the toy chest. The show starts at 5 with mulled wine and biscuits. A glorious evening from Covent Garden. But if you prefer La Voix Humaine rather than ballet, there's a songbird taking the stage in the Salle de Fête at Mas d'Avignon at 7:30 on Saturday with her own brand of spoken song, which the French are so wonderful at. Claire Elzière and her trio of musicians will be there. And that'll be followed by a couscous dinner. €15 for the concert, 10 for the afters. And to put you in the mood for music and spectacle in the old-fashioned way, why not go to the Café des Sports for an evening of Moulin Rouge Cabaret this Friday night. So, there's much to celebrate this week and a perfect full moon.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
À la prochaine, mes amis.
www.dfm930.com